boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I am absolutely dreading it, but in a couple of weeks, I will be turning 29.
I don't feel like that's a bad age.
No,
like, nobody's dreading 29, I thought.
For me, I am, because it's my last year of the 20s, and then I turn 30, and I just am not looking forward to it.
I guess
I know people say 30, flirty, and thriving, but I just am not looking forward to it.
If I've heard anything on the internet recently, everybody says your 20s really aren't that good, and your 30s are when things get better. I don't know. I kind of like to think that way because I'm like, oh, it's going to get better.
Well, I hope they're right. But I have a couple more weeks and then I turn 29. And I've heard people like say they do like a big bucket list when they turn 30, like 30 things that they want to accomplish on their 30th birthday or in that year of being 30.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I could do that then, or I could do it in my last year of my 20s. So I could do 29 things in the year that I turn 29, which would be this year.
Before you turn 30.
Right. Okay. Go out with a big old bang before I turn 30. So I've been thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, I could see myself doing this. 29 different things that I have never done before that I would like to try for the very first time. Now, I don't know what all 29 would be because I haven't thought of it.
That's kind of a lot.
I know a lot of things that I'd have to think of. I do know one of the things on that list would be going karaoke, because I have never done it before and I've always wanted to.
That feels like, I don't know, when people think back to their 20s, they're like, oh, I was crazy and I was karaokeing and I don't know.
I've never done it. I've heard you talk about it. Everybody's like, oh yeah, that's my go-to karaoke song. I'm like, I don't have a karaoke song because I've never done it before.
Okay.
So that's one thing I want to do.
I think that's a great idea.
And then otherwise, after that, I don't know what all else is on my 29 list.
I'm trying to think of other things people say to do in your 20s.
I'm thinking of things that are physical that I may not be able to do when I turn 30, like, or in my 30s.
Like what? Like
line dancing would be fun.
Oh!
I have a friend. He goes line dancing every Wednesday. Sends me a Snapchat of it. I used to cheer with him in college. And I'm like, you are tempting me to try this. I don't think I'd be good at it.
Definitely fun. Line dancing is fun. You should definitely
do it. Have you
done it? Yeah, we did it for team bonding when I danced in college, actually. Yeah, there's a place in Iowa City that
must be where he goes. Yeah. I have no idea where he goes.
That does it. That's really fun. That's a good one. I was going to say, like, are you interested in, like, hiking or something?
I love hiking. I thought about skydiving, but I'm like, okay, whoa. Are we going that crazy? I don't know if we're going that crazy.
How about, okay, you know, once you're out of your 20s, I don't want to say you need to have an alcohol thing, but what if you, I don't know, have made it a goal to try every margarita in town or something?
Ooh,
spend the summer, your 29th year of life summer, like going on a margarita tour or something.
I'm not against that, or just like drinks in general, because I feel like there are a lot of drinks that like are typical that I have never had. A gin and tonic, I have never had.
Oh yeah, you could skip that. That's nasty.
I've never had it before. With you a couple years ago, I had, I think it was, you order a vodka and lemonade.
I did do that, yes.
And I've never had that before until I was with you. So I could just have like...
What did you drink in college? Come on.
Hawkeye vodka.
Yuck. I think the only way to go is up in the year of 29.
I don't know. Do you think I should do it? I was thinking about it. I have a couple more weeks to think if I really want to commit to this. Because that's 29 things I have to accomplish in 365 days.
Yeah, I think some of them could be small, though. So maybe start drafting out a list, and if you get stuck at 5, then it's not meant to be.
That's true. Or I just do 5, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, that's true.
You know me, I'm kind of lazy.
No comment.
Aw.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Another day, another dating trend.
Go on.
I mean, these are so much easier to talk about. Ever since you've been
been single as a Pringle.
Yeah, and talking about your dating issues. Now every time I see one of these starting to go viral, I'm like, okay, I'm going to save that for my friend.
I want to see if she's suffering it. Yes, I am, most likely.
Okay, well, this is not a suffering situation.
Is this a good one? I'd like a good one for one.
It's actually, I think it could be a good thing, but it's something that you would have to do for yourself, really.
Okay.
And that is clean slating.
What's that?
Well, let me tell you. Clean slating is the latest dating trend that is basically bidding farewell to emotional baggage, ex hangups, and unhealed scars from past relationships. You know, like when somebody says, oh, I need a clean slate. I need to start over. I need a reset. So clean slating is really just not pushing it to the side necessarily, because that's going to come back and haunt you in like 10 years probably. But prioritizing personal growth, understanding your needs, desires, and deal breakers. And that way, once you start focusing on yourself and putting those things from the past away, you're actually probably going to attract better partners for yourself.
Can you just give me a little bit more to this?
Yeah, I can tell you how to make it happen. How
okay,
about that?
Okay, go on,
There's
queen.
A couple of steps that are not required, but encouraged, I guess, if you would like to start clean slating. Number one is you need to surround yourself with positivity. So let's say you have your group of girlfriends, and every time you're hanging out with them, they are just like dogging on your ex. Is it fun? Maybe.
Okay.
But at some point you kind of have to like move. It's negative. Even if they are on your side, you got to move on, get over it. We're done dogging on the ex because you're moving on. Number two is to focus on the present. So again, you can look back at those old relationships and old experiences, but ultimately you should be focusing on what's happening right now.
Okay.
And what's going on in your life right now. Number three is patience and honesty. That's with yourself and the people that you're dating. I feel like a therapist right now.
You do.
This is fun. You got to be patient with yourself and when you're ready or not to get back in the dating game. And then obviously be honest with yourself and with other people. Like, are you looking for something serious or are you just trying to get back out there? Letting go. These last two are the hard ones, I think. So, yeah, every time you think about that one situation, you just get angry and you're like, I get so fired up every time. You kind of have to start working on letting that go so that you can move towards the clean slate, and then that moves into forgiveness.
I feel like I'm clean slated.
Really?
At least I feel like I am.
Okay.
Because everything you said, I'm like done.
Great.
So I feel like I'm clean slate, at least the past relationship that I just got out of. I definitely think I am there. There's only one that I think maybe could still work on, and that's just that guy that cheated on me in high school that I will never get over because it was my coworker, and that's just what still stings to this day. That's the only one that I'm like, I don't know if I'll ever get over because that was my coworker.
An engagement or a high school grocery coworker? Which one hurt more? Oh, man.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
No need to panic, but you do have only 3 weeks to secure your Valentine's Day date.
Yikes.
But 3 weeks is, you know, a decent amount of time, though.
I'll be swiping a lot. No, I'm just kidding.
And that's fine if you are. But you might be like, oh my God, it's still January. That's not even on my mind. It is kind of time to start thinking about like if you're going to buy a gift, if you're going to plan a date.
Yeah, because pretty soon the stores are going to like sell out of a lot of good stuff. And then all that's left is the crappy stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to be the poor guy at 5 o'clock when you're racing out of work, like running around Target like, I don't know what to do. So we are here to help those girls in the afternoon. We're going to give you some Valentine's Day do's, the things that are going to be a win for you on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Do you want me to? Okay.
Okay, yeah, go.
Okay, I was thinking instead of spending money on a card because they can get kind of expensive. They're so stupid expensive sometimes. I look at the back of them and I'm like, you want me to pay $5 for a Hallmark card? That is dumb. So I say do write a handwritten note or handwritten letter because that's more personal, like personable, right? Is that the
yes?
Thank you. So I like that better.
I agree. And I think handwritten is the key. Like, don't send me a long, sappy text message.
That's what I was going to say, is don't text me it, because that's cringy. I would rather you write it on a piece of paper. It'd be cute if you laid it somewhere in the house for me to stumble across.
A little
surprise. I act like I'm living with somebody. Okay.
We can dream. In these next couple of minutes, we can dream, okay?
I'm just going to move in with somebody. And that you could leave it for them to, like, stumble across. Like, if you know they always do their makeup, I don't know, in the bathroom next to the sink, put it right there. I know that that's actually what my sister's husband did. He one year put a note on the bathroom mirror and he taped it there because he knew that that's my sister always did her makeup there. So I find that very,
very
romantic.
Nice. Sticking with sentimental, because I feel like that shows that you're thinking about him. I feel like if you're going out and it's with somebody that you've been for a long time, you should wear something sentimental, whether that be like the shirt you wore on your first date or the cologne that you wore on your wedding day or something like
a cologne you know they love.
Yeah, the first necklace that the guy bought for you or something.
Okay.
And then if they don't notice it, get mad about it. No, I'm just kidding. Don't get mad at
them. Start a fight.
But be like, oh my gosh, like, do you remember this is a shirt I wore on our first date? And then you can like reminisce on how cute that is.
I love that.
You know how it is.
Oh, you got me in my feelings right now.
Okay, pull it together.
Okay, do get chocolate. And I know actually shocked you said yes to that.
Oh, chocolate every day.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I thought maybe you were going to say, oh, it's like the typical like Valentine's Day gift. You shouldn't get
there.
No. We can both enjoy it.
Yes.
And who on earth hates chocolate?
My boyfriend he texted me yesterday before I got home and he's like, hey, I got some Ghirardelli chocolates. Oh. They're heart shaped. And I was like, save me some, please. So I've already been enjoying some, which is great. And I'll enjoy it on Valentine's Day, too. It's definitely a do. I'm going to say candlelit dinner is a do. And that doesn't even need to be at a restaurant.
Oh.
Especially when Valentine's Day falls on a weeknight. You're like, ugh, it's just a pain in the butt when you're working. So I feel like at home, that's a really nice way to like, I don't know, make it a little romantic. You could pick your favorite meal and make it for each other. So I say do candlelit dinner.
I love a good candlelit dinner, especially like at home. I like it more at home than at a restaurant.
I've
never had it at a restaurant, so I wouldn't know.
I don't want to leave my house, so this is a dream.
Okay, kind of going with that, I was going to say just dinner is fine. It is a Wednesday night. Valentine's Day is where it falls this year. I don't want to do a movie and a dinner. I just want to do a dinner. And also, I probably am too tired to get dressed up and go out this year because it lands on a Wednesday. We could do that on like Saturday.
Yes.
So let's just like do the candlelit dinner at home.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make me a hot pocket because you know why. Make me ramen noodles.
The standards
are incredibly low.
Are on the ground.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
3 weeks until what most people think is the most romantic day of the year, Valentine's Day. And it's crazy how unromantic it can get real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some major don'ts, and it varies person to person, but we are talking about our Valentine's don'ts. 3182 did text us, though, and said, no singing telegrams for a Valentine's Day. So awkward.
I've never had that before.
I haven't either, but I don't think I would like it.
Would I like it?
It's like when everybody's singing happy birthday and you're like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Yeah, I think it'd be the exact same thing. It's the birthday thing when I wouldn't know what to do. It'd be kind of cool that everyone got to see it like at the office, you know, because I'm assuming it's going to come here at the office.
Yeah.
Kind of cool that everyone got to see it. But I would be like, what do I do now?
Yeah.
Do I tell them thank you? Do I tell the telegram I love them? Even though it's
they're not my significant
they're
other.
They're not my significant other.
I'm going to say that's a don't. For me, do you have any other Valentine don'ts?
Dude, the only other one I can think of, I honestly, for don'ts, it was really hard for me, but the only other one I could think of is please don't make a long, sappy social media post about how much you love them. Gross.
Yeah. I don't think it's a requirement to even post for Valentine's Day, but
same.
If you want to, that's fine. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. The MLA formatted 6 to 8 paragraph situations that also is like slightly too much information where you're like through the good times and the bad.
And you're like, whoa, what was bad?
What was the bad about?
Tell me what they do.
I got a lot of don'ts. I'm not going to lie. I'm not a big Valentine's girly like you are. I just don't really care, I guess.
Oh, I do. Oh, I do.
I can appreciate nice romantic gestures, but I don't, it's not going to break my heart if it doesn't happen. So I would say, two don'ts that are going to break your heart, Destiny, are flowers and heart-shaped jewelry.
Oh, ow, that hurt. I love flowers.
They just don't do anything for me. They die.
Hold up. I love flowers any time of the year.
Right.
Any time of the year, I love flowers. But I did find out how much my ex had bought roses on Valentine's Day, and that is very expensive.
They are expensive.
So then I said, that's fine, get me roses or any other flowers, but don't do it on that day. Because when I found out how much money he spent, I felt guilty. So I was like, don't do it on Valentine's Day. Do it the day before, the day after, or a week in advance. But don't do it the day of. Because when I found out how much money he spent, I just felt awful. I'm like, we could have bought a steak dinner with that.
Yeah, and I'd always...
So I do want flowers, but maybe not. If you're going to do it the day of, don't get me roses because it's expensive that day.
Uh-huh.
Or just do it the day before, the day after.
I feel like that's actually really smart. Heart-shaped jewelry.
Just do it one time, though. Don't do it ever again because I don't need multiples, but I am a jewelry lover. And I want to wear something around my neck that represents you.
I think...
Like Taylor Swift said, I think she's...
What did she say?
She said something like, I want to wear a necklace with your initials around my neck.
And that's fine, but it doesn't need to be in a heart shape. I just think it's a little cheesy.
I think it's cute.
You're making me feel like I have to wear it, and then I feel like I have to wear it on Valentine's Day because it's heart shape. I don't know. I just don't like it. And then my only other don't that I could really think of is IOUs.
Ew. Yeah.
Like, let's say, I don't know.
Like a coupon book?
Yes. If I got home and it was 6 coupons of like, oh,
I did do that one year.
I owe you making you dinner, and I owe you doing the dishes for a week, and I owe you a back massage. I don't know. Immediately, I'm like, you forgot. And you feel bad that you didn't get anything, so you're scrambling. Because honestly, most of the time, once it comes... The moment that you're like, I'm going to use this IOU, I'm going to cash it in, they're not going to do it.
I did do a coupon book one year. This was many, 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 many years ago. But it was, you know me, I don't like to make decisions. So like, for instance, what's for dinner tonight? Or where should we go for a date? I will never tell you because I don't like making decisions. So the IOU or the coupon book was that I had to make a decision so they could cash that in. Because that drove that guy nuts. And he liked that book.
Oh, so you followed through with the IOU?
He only ever cashed in like 2 or 3. Thank God.
Where are the rest of them? Because I will take those coupons, please.
There's no book on how to adult, so this is the closest thing you're going to get. It's Dear Destiny with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Sometimes the best way to get an answer to your problem is write to your local radio DJ and see what they think.
That's a good idea.
That's what we do with Dear Destiny. You send your emails to thosegirls@kzia.com detailing your issue, and Destiny gives you her best diagnosis as a non-doctor.
Exactly.
Okay, so today's email comes from a guy.
Dear Destiny, my girlfriend will not get off my back about getting into skincare. She has so many products that it has taken over our bathroom, and now she's telling me I need to get into a routine too. What do I do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Kind of an interesting topic. I guess I don't know how guys feel about that, but he's clearly annoyed.
Yeah, I've noticed, you know, some people are like, oh, it's not manly enough, you know, I've noticed that. But my advice, I mean, if you want her to stop asking you, the best way to get her to stop asking you is to just get rid of the products.
Like throw them away?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why are you looking at me weird? Why wouldn't you throw it away?
Don't you know how much retinol costs?
Okay, well, I got mine is pretty cheap, so.
Fair.
But if you got rid of it, then she's not going to see it to ask you about it. So I think that's just the best thing I would do. Get rid of it. She's not going to bring it up anymore.
Yeah, can't be a problem if it's not around anymore.
Exactly.
Good enough. Well, let us know what you would tell this guy to do. His girlfriend wants him to get into skincare. He doesn't want to spend the money. He doesn't want to get into the routine. What should he do?
It's Dear Destiny. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Never thought that skincare could be so polarizing.
Mm-hmm.
Start so many arguments. But that was the topic of today's Dear Destiny. A guy wrote in and said that his girlfriend will not stop laying into him about getting into a routine. She has tons of products all over the bathroom and she wants him to get into it and start using stuff too. Destiny, your advice?
Just throw it away, because if she doesn't see it, she's not going to nag you about it anymore.
Darius, what do you think about this?
I don't think you should do that at all. Your girlfriend would completely probably, she would throw you away after you threw you away.
Okay, so what would you do if you were this guy and she's just nagging you about, I don't know, putting on face cream?
I mean, honestly, if you, if she's asking you to put it on, just put it on.
Yeah, maybe you need it.
Exactly. It only can help. It can hurt you.
That's true. What's it going to do to just try? She's doing it because she cares. She wants you to have nice, soft skin, and you should just do it. Like Lori on the Z102.9 Facebook page said, plain and simple, she's just trying to tell you to take a shower and wash your face.
Ouch.
I mean, it's pretty blunt, I would say.
Yikes.
If you want to go more Destiny's route and stick to your guns and not do it.
You should.
Michael said, tell her that putting it on your back is going to cause irritation and chafing. I think there's a cream for that.
If you've got a problem, Destiny can solve it. Email thosegirls at kzia.com. Z102.9.
Sometimes love stinks.
You're right. It does.
And it's especially hard around Valentine's Day because a lot of people are like, oh, I've been with my lover for X amount of months or years and they're, you know, spreading their love all over the place. And maybe you're single and you're feeling a little bitter. Okay. And that's
yes,
fine.
Yes, I am.
Or you're in a happy relationship and in the back of your head, you're like, I still want to make sure that my ex's Valentine's Day sucks. so I want to give them a gift. You told me a couple days ago that zoo somewhere is doing...
San Antonio. And then there was one in Bronx Zoo as well.
They do. You can name a cockroach after your ex, or there is a hippo poop candle, which is disgusting. Well, I got another one to add to the list.
Is
only
it poop related?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you. It is. It's only $5. It's for a great cause,
yes.
And you're gonna feel a little vindicated.
I'm so
after
immature.
It. This one is. This is why I'm telling you about it, because I know you'll love it.
Go on.
This one comes from the Rhode Island Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. So
ooh,
it's a nonprofit.
Doing some good.
They have a Love Stinks promotion.
Okay.
Which allows people of the public to get their sweet and stinky revenge on their ex. So for $5, a $5 donation to their organization, they will write the name of an ex and they will bury it in a litter box for their shelter cats to poo all over.
Yes.
So they said, I mean, it could be for an ex-lover, it could be for an ex-friend, it could be somebody you just want to bury in a litter box.
Hey,
I don't know.
God, we get paid on Friday, because I have so many exes I'm going to do this to.
Okay. I don't think there's any proof. Like, your ex is never going to know that you did
this. Can I start naming them now? Let me go off. No, I'm just
okay. Kidding. I'm like, should I start an email to the Rhode Island people? Because I will.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Just curious, Taylor, if you had to do like an info commercial or something to promote our podcast.
Jeez.
How on earth would you even do it?
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah. Do you even have anything right now?
I don't know. I was just going to see what comes out of me.
I'm nervous.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready. Are you lost in life? Do you find yourself thinking, what am I doing on this earth? So do we.
Yes,
listen
we
to
do.
Our podcast. We will provide absolutely no guidance of how to make your life better, but we're right there with you, buddy.
You can stream it right now, KZIA.com.
Yeah, good luck to you, and wish us luck too, because we need it.
That was actually really good.
Thank you. Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast, wherever you stream yours.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on! With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
TikTok's so fun because you can learn life hacks and you can watch Get Ready With Me's, and then you can also decide if you're like in a happy, healthy relationship, I guess, by doing these dumb challenges. And there's another one. We've seen a million of them. I feel like the last one was Name a Woman Challenge.
Oh, yes.
If you didn't say your name, you started a fight. Here is another one that apparently can tell you a lot about your partner's cleaning abilities, which is weird. It's called the Ketchup Challenge. How it works is normally it's the woman who sets up a camera and she grabs ketchup from the fridge and then she squirts it. Thank you. She squirts it on the kitchen counter. And then she asks, it really added a lot. She asks her partner to clean it up for her, and that's the test. Now, the more videos you watch, the stranger it gets. Mm-hmm. Because there are some men who have very, very interesting ways of cleaning up ketchup, which is not easy. It's not an easy cleanup on whatever surface. If you don't wipe it correctly, you're staining it. You're like rubbing it in even more. There are some guys who like try to use their hand.
Ew.
I saw several of those. And then people in the comments are like, oh, he's valid because paper towels are expensive. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? What's going on here? But apparently you can learn a lot about your partner by doing the ketchup challenge on them.
I feel like you learn a lot by how they clean it, yes, but I also feel like I've learned a lot about how they react to it as well, because there are some guys that are like fighting it. They're like, I'm not cleaning that up.
That's
and
true.
And they get kind of feisty with their girl or whatever, and I'm like, ouch.
Yeah, I think that's part of the test too, is if they'll even like
do it,
if they'll clean it up. Or my favorite video of this that I've seen is the girl like gets it out and she's shaking the ketchup and she's like looking at the guy and he's like, don't do it. Put it down. Stop it. Why are you doing this? No!
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
There are some phrases you need to watch out for, because if a man or a woman says one of these phrases to you, this girl on TikTok says you better strap up your running shoes, your favorite ones, and get to running. Away.
I love it, because there are certain things that maybe when you are just like in the, not even the honeymoon stage, you're just dating someone, you're so excited, you don't catch
those. You
don't
see those red flags.
You're like, oh my God, but he's different.
But he's so cute. Like, I don't care that he said that.
But this is a reminder or something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's the first one she says. If they say, I've never felt like this about anyone before, or I just can't believe how much I like you.
Okay. I have an issue with that. Can I say what my issue is?
Go on, queen.
Why can't you believe it? I'm real. I'm right here in front of you. What's so shocking about that? I think that's a diss. ew, I don't like that. Believe it, baby. I'm right here. But I get it, because how many other girls has he said that to, right? Or
right.
She or whatever.
Right.
But I do think it would be okay if you got more specific with it. If you're just like, I can't believe how much I like you already. Yeah, whatever. You're probably just trying to get more out of the girl.
Right.
But if you're more specific and you're like, I've never been so comfortable with someone, or
ding, 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 I like that.
I've never had somebody understand my sense of humor the way that you do.
Okay.
I think if you're more specific, you probably have actually thought about it. Whereas
and
if
you
you're
truly
like,
mean it.
Yes. If you're just like, I can't believe I like you. What?
No, 100%.
I don't like, I can't believe either. I think that's stupid. Believe it.
No, this kind of reminds me. Now you tell me if it's cringy. I did tell a guy, and I did mean it. Okay, I feel like you're going to think it's cringy.
I'm scared to even know what it is.
And then I did tell him, I truly meant it, okay? That I said, I felt like I feel like I've known you like my whole life. And I went on to it because that's a saying that everybody has said before. But I said, I feel like I've known you my whole life because of the inside jokes that we already have. And we've only known each other for a little bit of time.
Mm-hmm.
Was that specific enough? You hate this?
I hate it. I do think it's, I am physically cringed over
that
here.
That is why we did not work out.
But I don't think that that is a red flag that you were just like.
Hey, he liked it.
Using the guy. Great. I'm glad.
Moving on. Another phrase that she says you should watch out for, and if you hear it, get running, which is, I'm not looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend. I'm not looking for anything, or I'm just trying to have fun.
Okay, I'll go. What am I doing here then?
Yeah, right? That's what I want to know. Like, why were you on the dating apps to begin with if you're just looking right. to have fun?
Or I'm not ready for a relationship.
Oh, God.
Sir? You're 27 years old. Or however.
You're not getting any younger.
Exactly. I feel like if you are actively going out, even if, you know, you're not necessarily looking to, like, get married.
Right.
And you are talking to somebody to the point where the what are we conversation starts happening and you're like, nah, I'm not looking for a relationship. Quit wasting everybody's time.
This reminds me of this guy who's like really viral on TikTok. And he said he went up to a couple and he assumed that they were together.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, like, you know, what does your girlfriend think? And he's like, we're not together. And he's like, well, how long have you guys been together though? And they said 5 years and they never put a label on it.
Wow.
Can you imagine? That's the, I'm not looking for a girlfriend. I'm just looking for something fun. For 5 years?
Yeah, go hang out with your bros then. I'm not one of your bros. I didn't sign up for that.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor on C102.9.
If your boo says one of these phrases, get running.
Run, homie. Get out of there.
Run as fast as you can because you're going to need to do that. We just talked about the couple of other phrases that this girl said, and I'll quickly review what they were. I've never felt like this about anyone before. Or, I just can't believe how much I like you. Another phrase is, I'm not looking for a girlfriend, or something like, I'm not looking for anything, or I'm just trying to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Those are phrases this girl on TikTok said. If you hear them, get running. Now, another one for you. I'm not good at communicating. Now, by saying this, they are not holding themselves accountable for being good at communicating. But if they do say something like, oh, I'm working on it or whatever, like, I know I'm not really good at communicating, but like, I'm working on the texting or I'm going to work on it, blah, blah, blah. If they say that, then obviously like they're putting in the effort and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if they just say that, then it is most likely an excuse and kind of like a get out of a jail free card.
I hate it.
No, I do too. I hate it.
As somebody who is introverted, especially when you first meet me, I don't even use that excuse mm-hmm. because I got some pretty tall walls that you got to be knocking down to get close to me. So with my current boyfriend, when he was pursuing me, I and my friends were constantly like, it takes a lot for me to open up.
Right,
so
right.
I'm not ignoring you. But that's just kind of how it is. He started off by Snapchatting me and I would leave him on opened. And then when we would see each other in person and he would ask me why, I would say, I don't like communicating on Snapchat. You can text me.
That way I'll communicate. Okay,
yeah.
So you're doing what she's telling you as long as you're like.
I never was like, oh, I'm just bad at it. Sorry. No, because mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's bad at communicating. You just are choosing not to be. You're choosing not to like put in the effort.
No, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I am, you know me, I'm the opposite of you. I'm an extrovert.
Right.
And I love talking. I love communication. Now, I don't think we need to do it all day long.
Please don't.
Please don't. But I do think we need to do it. And it like, it's who I am. I like it. It like helps me feel like we're building something in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it two different ways. I've done one kind of relationship where we barely texted at all. It was kind of like a good morning and then a good night. I don't like that. And then I've had one where we texted pretty much every second of the day. I also don't like that because I kind of need my space a little bit, but I need a little bit more of communication.
Right.
I understand there's days that like you are having a busy day at work and I might be having a busy day at work and we can't text during those days, but like we need a little bit more. I like a good morning text. I also like a good night text. Those make my days. I like a how are you?
Right.
I like a little bit of in between.
I feel like if you're like single and you're dating a guy and you're like not happy with how it's going and they're like, oh, I'm just like not good at texting. Sorry. As soon as the weekend hits, this is what happens when you let girls be alone with their thoughts.
Don't let us do that.
It's 10 p.m. I'm in bed. You haven't texted me in 4 hours. I'm assuming you're with another girl. Or you're doing
Period.
Something bad.
Period. And hot take. If you don't want to text me, I'll take a phone call. I will. I love a phone call.
So millennial of you.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.